Exclusive: David P. Goldman, Joe Biden is either bribed, blackmailed, or stupid to dismiss China threat. By Robert Krajicek on June 5, 2019. Joe Biden's dismissal of China as a geopolitical threat to America is a function of bribery, blackmail, or stupidity, speculated David P. Goldman. Asia Times columnist and senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. At a presidential campaign event in Berlin, New Hampshire, on Tuesday, Biden scoffed at concerns over China's ascendance, mockingly asking, "What are we worried about?" In May, Biden jeered at perceptions of China as a strategic threat to America's global position. He jeered, "Come on, man," at a campaign rally in Iowa City, Iowa. Mansour invited Goldman's response to Biden's claims that American workers enjoy a threefold productivity edge over their Chinese counterparts. "Joe Biden is right that, on average, our workers are three times more productive than workers in Asia," said Goldman, "but that's the average of some very old and backward industries which they're getting rid of, and some very new stuff, which in some cases is better than what we have." Goldman continued, "The most productive auto plants in the world are the new Volkswagen plants in China. The least productive auto plants in the world are the legacy American auto plants in Detroit. Volkswagen has become a Chinese company. They're building electric cars and robotic plants en masse." Goldman warned of China growing their control over various high-tech industries. "The Chinese have leapt ahead of us on a number of key technologies. Not all of them, but enough that if we don't do something about it, there will be a word for an American who works for a Chinese company 20 years from now, and that word's going to be employed." Mansour invited Goldman's assessment of Biden's repeated dismissals of China's ascendance as a threat to America's national interest. Goldman recalled revelations in Peter Schweizer's best-selling book Secret Empires regarding the $1.5 billion deal Hunter Biden's private equity firm secured from the state-owned Bank of China while his father was vice president. "I've never had the displeasure of meeting Vice President Biden personally," replied Goldman. "I can't tell you what he's thinking, but I can suggest a number of possibilities. One is the fact that his son Hunter Biden raised $1.5 billion in investment money from the Chinese right after he flew over to China on Air Force Two with his father, then the sitting vice president in 2014. Goldman speculated on the motivations of Biden's foreign policy vision towards China. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at rkrajicek.